Hello, I'm Abhilash Desai. I'm a geriatric psychiatrist. I am the director of Memory Clinic at the Neuropsychiatry Program at Shepherd Pratt Health Systems in Baltimore, Maryland. I'm also the medical director of geriatric psychiatry at Shepherd Pratt and adjunct associate professor in the Department of Neurology and Psychiatry, the Division of Geriatric Psychiatry at St. Louis University School of Medicine. Subjective cognitive impairment is basically the mild memory problems that many older adults complain of, and many a times they are afraid that these problems may be the first sign of Alzheimer's disease. It is commonly referred to by many patients as, quote, senior moments, end of quote, and typically manifests as forgetfulness and word-finding difficulties. When one undergoes a detailed evaluation for their memory in the form of neuropsychological testing, no objective memory deficits or any other cognitive impairment is found, indicating that the memory problems are subjective and not objective. This problem is common in older people and the prognosis is unclear. When these patients come to the healthcare providers, it's important to do some basic testing, such as vitamin deficiencies, thyroid dysfunction, and also to screen them for any medication-induced memory problems or memory problems due to depression or alcoholism. In the majority of the cases, one may not find any specific cause, and these subjective memory complaints or cognitive complaints continue to cause significant emotional distress. And new research has shown that at least a subgroup of these patients with subjective cognitive impairment go on over a period of 10 to 12 years to develop Alzheimer's disease. At this point, there is no reliable way to identify which group of people will go on to develop Alzheimer's disease in this group of patients with subjective cognitive impairment. Now, let me try and connect this to the new proposed criteria for Alzheimer's disease that currently are still not available for routine use. They are still in the research setting, but it's important to know what's coming up in the near future. These criteria were an outcome of the annual Alzheimer's Association International Conference on Alzheimer's Disease in July of 2010. And the proposed criteria have two components. One is the clinical and the cognitive criteria, which are almost identical to the approach that is being used in the field at the present time, the criteria used by the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke and Alzheimer's Disease Research Centers across the country. But the second component involves use of measures known as biomarkers. And using these criteria, they have proposed that the disease progression happens over three phases. Phase one is the preclinical phase. Phase two is called mild cognitive impairment. And phase three is called Alzheimer's dementia. The preclinical phase is marked by changes that may indicate the very earliest signs of disease. Currently, there's no way to diagnose them, but the proposal is that maybe these patients may benefit from measurement of certain proteins in the blood and cerebrospinal fluid, which are called biomarkers, as well as neuroimaging tests to characterize brain changes that may be predictive of Alzheimer's disease in the future. These biomarkers can be done in the office setting in terms of CSF testing or through neuroimaging. An example would be that a person undergoes a CSF test to detect amyloid, beta amyloid protein in the CSF, and if the level is low, then it indicates a possibility of amyloidosis in the brain or deposition of the amyloid proteins in the brain, which is the earliest sign of Alzheimer's disease. The other biomarkers suggested are elevation of CSF tau protein, either total tau or phosphorylated tau or both. And when this is elevated, it's a marker again of Alzheimer's disease developing in the brain. The neuroimaging biomarkers involve three different neuroimaging tests. One is the amyloid imaging, where one gives the radioligand in the blood, which attaches to the amyloid plaques in the brain and lights them up in the positron emission tomography. And so if the person has a lot of amyloid positive imaging, then it's an indicator of asymptomatic amyloidosis, which is one of the preclinical phases of Alzheimer's disease. Another is the functional neuroimaging done by, again, PET scan, positron emission tomography. And in this case, one uses FDG, fluorodeoxyglucose, to see which part of the brain has normal uptake and which has abnormal uptake. And if one finds abnormal uptake in the medial temporal lobe, especially in the hippocampal area, and the parietal lobe, especially the inferior parietal lobe, then that's indicative again of future Alzheimer's disease. The third brain scan is to do neuroimaging in the form of structural MRI of the brain, and that would show disproportionate atrophy in the medial temporal lobe, especially hippocampus, also in the basal and lateral temporal lobe, and in the medial parietal isocortex. Any of these biomarkers, if they are positive, they are highly indicative of an Alzheimer's disease pathology going on in the brain. Experts have proposed that these biomarkers can also be used currently to more accurately diagnose people who have clinically been diagnosed to have probable Alzheimer's dementia. Even using these biomarker criteria, it's important to know that the final or definitive diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease can be made only after studying the brain tissue under the microscope, and that is neuropathological diagnosis, which can happen only after the person has deceased. In the future, we'll be able to see if patients having subjective cognitive impairment may benefit from use of biomarkers to identify a group that is much more likely to develop Alzheimer's disease in the future. And this group may be offered medications that have been found to slow the process of Alzheimer's disease or even arrest the process of Alzheimer's disease. Currently, we have no medication that is supposed to slow or arrest the process of Alzheimer's disease. It is unclear in the future how useful these biomarkers will be if we do not have a specific treatment for Alzheimer's disease. Subjective cognitive impairment is a new category, and it's an evolving category. So it's important to, at this point, not use it clinically. But at the same time, it's important to not ignore any subjective complaints in older adults who are distressed by memory problems. And all these patients should undergo a thorough routine assessment in terms of history, physical exam, neurological exam, a detailed mental status and cognitive exam, and routine blood tests and screening for easily treatable causes of cognitive or memory problems such as depression, alcoholism, medications, vitamin deficiencies, thyroid dysfunction, electrolyte imbalance, etc. Patients who have a family history of Alzheimer's disease and are currently having subjective memory problems but no objective memory loss may benefit from taking part in research involving biomarkers in terms of getting to know and contributing to future early diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease.